Okay. Torreway, Northwest London. Base Elul, 2nd of September. Rav Yonason Royd. It's his topical theme.
Heads or tails?
Sorry? Heads or tails?
We'll stick in this week's header. Kiato Boer Laoretz, you're coming into Eretz Yisrael. As we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was standing at the Baal Bois Moav just a short time before he was Nifta. The Yidden were there. And these are the words, the last instructions he's giving to Klal Yisrael. You're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Don't learn from the abominations of the nations that are there. And the Pasuk gives us a list of things which are the main te'evei, so it would seem. That was the Avodah Zarah of Melech. They used to take this child, their own child, and used to pass it through a wall with fire on either side. It's Machlokes who showed them whether the baby survived or not. That was their type of Avodah Zarah. Don't do those things. Koseim Ksomim, Ma'onein, Menachesh, Mechashef, Chover Chover, Shoyer Oiv, V'yidoini, V'deirei Shel Amisim. Eight other things which are considered Te'evos, Kiseyavas Hashem Kaleis Eila. On the contrary, what should you do? Tomim Tia im Hashem Aleikach. So I want to go through these eight things, how relevant they could be, some of them are in today's life. Koseim Ksomim was the first one. The Chizkuni explains what is Koseim Ksomim. Says like this, Ha'oiches es makloi, he holds on to a stick, it's a losh narashi, v'oimer, im eilech, im loy eilech. Should I go, shouldn't I go? Says the Chizkuni like this, you take a stick and you start measuring, and long stick, you measure from one end, you measure from the other end with one hand, the other hand, and you say to yourself, if the right hand will get there at the end, before the left hand, then you will go, and the left hand gets there, you won't go. So, Eilech, Loy Eilech, in Besuf HaMakel, Yera, Loy Eilech, Nazoi, Nazoi, that is, Koseim Ksomin. Why are you not allowed to do it? Let's carry on. As Pashtas, you learn, the Rambam writes, and one of these eight, he writes, there's no sense in it whatsoever. It's a narishkeit. So why did the Torah say you shouldn't do it? Because the Torah is telling you don't do narishkeit, basically. The Chayra, if you think about it, tossing a coin heads or tails, is the same thing. There's no rationale between me, heads or tails, heads I do go, tails I don't go, or measuring this stick. So the Chayra, the difference between the two has to be as follows. When a person tosses a coin, heads or tails, what is going on in his mind? Nothing at all. I can't be bothered making a decision. I leave it to the odds of what's going to happen. Let the coin, as it were, the toss of the coin, make the decision for me. There's no issa in doing that. The Koseim Ksomim means you're deciding that it should decide for you based on whatever it is. But it's not left stum to the odds of what's going to fall on this side or that side. And that is the issa. So, Meila, Lechayla, it has that's what by the Sforim state, as written, Shuvah Sefer, Shema Shloima, and so on. This idea that where you are making the decision, and there is, whether it's rational or not rational, makes a difference, but it's a definite decision, I should do it, I shouldn't do it, that is included in Koseim Ksomim. But where there's no rationale behind it whatsoever, just tossing a coin, therefore it's mutter. That's how the Chizkuni. Well, it's not deciding for you. There's no seichel in the cross. It falls on the head. Therefore, you should go that way. But by Koseim Ksomim, that is your intention. That it is making a decision for you. So it depends on the machshava in the person. The Rambam state a slightly different pshat in Koseim. Ha'osa ma'asa mishar ha'masias. He seems to say that one removes any other thoughts on one's mind. And one concentrates deeply on a particular thing, and then Yomar, and therefore that will tell him, Tova Ploini is going to happen, that thing is going to happen, and so on. You're not allowed to do it. And the way he's doing it seems to be very strange. He would bend down on the ground, start shouting. He would look at a metal mirror, and some people would take a stick and bang it on the ground. The reason why the stick is always used is because it's based on the Pasuk in Nach. Ami Ve'itza Yagidla, Makla Yagidla uses the stick. Rashim Bolak quotes it. So that is one of the first Issim, Kesem Ksomim. You're not allowed to do it in all forms. The Shoyal or the Nishal, I'm not allowed to go to a Kesem and ask him, and he is not allowed to do it. The Shoyal is Chayev Makas Maugdus, and the Kesem is Potter completely. That's not fair, that. I go to him and ask him a Shoyal, I'm Chayev Makas Maugdus, and he is Potter completely. The answer is very simple. What did he do? Nothing at all. It's a meaningless thing what he did. I did a Maisa. He did nothing. He is Potter, because he didn't do a Maisa. If he would have done an action, he would be Chayev. But if he doesn't do any action, it's a Lav which has no action involved in it, not Chayev. I go and ask him. That is considered a Maisa, but it doesn't say Mefurish in the Torah that the Shoyal, the one who asks, is Chayev, is also. Therefore, it's only also Malkus Maldus, Efshal, Lifnei Yivam. There's no Malkus and Lifnei Yivam. The next one in the Torah is Ma'onein. The Ramban writes, what is the word Ma'onein? It comes from the word anonym, clouds. You look at the formation of the clouds, and therefore you make your decision. Now, that's obvious. If you look at the clouds, you see the plenty dark grey clouds, and you don't go sunbathing, you're not going to go over the Issa of Ma'onein. It's a decision which is totally disconnected to the clouds. Then, says the and be successful, the clouds are this shape, or that shape, and so on. And it's obvious that there's no Issa in finding out what the weather forecast is. The weather forecast is nothing to do with any form of hocus pocus or anything like that. It's bullshit. They've worked out that if the clouds are this color and the wind is going this way, etc., the pressure and so on, that's it's worked out. There's a chokhmah behind it. But the ma'onein of the Torah is there's no chokhmah in it per se, and you're playing with, as it were, your...
What is he doing?
What?
What is ma'onein?
That is a ma'onein. Using the clouds as, I say, if I see the today grey clouds, therefore I won't go on a business trip. I won't do this, I won't be successful in this business deal. It's got nothing to do with it. The clouds have got nothing to do with it. If I see the clouds and you say, oh, there are plenty of clouds today, I'll start selling umbrellas. That makes sense. But if what your decision has got no direct connection to what you see up there in the sky, that is the Issa of Ma'onein. The other pshatim in Ma'onein as well, the Rishonim say, based on the Gemara, Ezeu Ma'onein, that there's an Issa of, from the Loshon Oino, time. Time. So a person says, on this day of the week, it's good to do something, that day of the week, it's not good to do it. That is Ma'onein. And so the obvious gosh of this is, we all know, people want to make chasnas on the Tuesday, in Shulchan Aruch state when he should start on the Monday or Wednesday, other Paschim say he should dafka on a Friday, b'chadoma. So we do find these segula dika times. We'll come to that shayla later when we come across it. There's a third pshat in Ma'onein. So the first one is the Ramban, who bases it on the Shoresh is anonym. The second pshat is Miloshon Oino, time. And the third pshat is from Loshon Ayin. And that is the Issa, what's called Achizas Einayim. Achizas Einayim is literally, one would translate it, I presume, as hoodwinking. I'm tricking you into thinking that I'm doing something. So, the classic example of taking the rabbit out of the hat, is it mutter to do it? Is that included in the lav of Ma'onein Achizas Einayim? So the two ways, first of all we have to know there are two ways of doing this Achizas Einayim. One method is through Keshuf, means actual witchcraft, using Keches Atuma, as we'll perhaps have time to say about it later. And there's some other ways of, without Keshuf, Achizas Inayim means doing a tricky of the hand, the sleight of the hand, I do it, I get you to concentrate, I'm giving away all the secrets here, I'm getting you to concentrate on my right hand, and I mess around with my left hand, and mainly you don't notice. You don't notice what I'm doing. Shteita Chochma Zadam, Ha'oiches Es Oinayim, V'umin Min HaTachbulo, Mechubar Eileho Kalos HaTnua, the sleight of the hand, you manage to do it quickly, people think that he's doing things which are enom amitim. They take, his example was, they take a string and they put it in the corner of their garments and then they take out a snake. The string has turned into a snake. They throw a ring into the distance and they take it out with somebody close by out of his mouth. Okay? That's how the Rishonim learn Pshat in Achizas Einayim, and the Rambam says Yechayev Malchus. Says the Chochma Zodom, Umizeh Tira, Oysom Abadchonim, who do these things at Chasnas, Tashin Shpila, the Oyver Alav the Eraisa, Vametzaveh La Soysom, those who employ them, Oyver Alav of Lifnei Iver, וכל מי שיש ביודי למחויס, צורך למחויס. Or Mimela, you shouldn't watch them doing it, because everybody who watches them is part of the audience, making them do it. The fellow who's doing it is a guy, is Mutter Lirois. Oishteit in Chochmas, Odom, he quotes it b'shem, his father and various other poskim, who Taka say it's a serious thing, these conjuring tricks, and all these magicians, Taka are not allowed. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zarich, others are Bechlal Hamatirim, he's Matirit. There are other poskim who say that if you explain beforehand that it's only a trick of their hand, in other words, there's no kishuf at all involved in it, there are those poskim who are Matirit, but others, like the Chochma Sodom, don't rely on that etah. Because that idea that you tell them beforehand is not mentioned in the Rishonim, in the Gemara in the Rishonim is not mentioned. So, but as I say, there are those that are matter it, there are those that aser it. Whether it's right, al pi chinuch, for children to go and watch these things, that's a separate story. I must tell you, I was once walking in the street many years ago with a choshava educator, I better call him. Somebody who considered himself to be a choshava educator, he was walking with his little kids, and he said to me, watch what this child knows. He turns around to his son and he says, how great is Hashem? So this kid answers, he's greater than Superman. I don't know what Superman is, but anyway, but if that is the chinuch that they're looking at, then that is, watching these things could also have an impression on the chinuch of a child.
Chochmasodom,
there's no kishuf involved in this string, putting it in your pocket and taking out a snake. And if you want to, I'll tell you how they take the rabbit out of the hat as well, okay? But it's in the shuk and choch, there's no kishuf. There's no kishuf at all involved in it. Okay? Go on.
Tell him how to take the rabbit out of the hat, it won't be...
Oh, so it's mashma... You're right.
He wouldn't be able to...
That's right. Yeah, I understand. So it's mashma that the heter, those poskim or matzah, if you tell them a trick beforehand, it doesn't mean you have to tell them, I'm going to do now 20 tricks. But the first one, I'll tell you how I do it. And the others are similar idea. In other words, once they're told that the system is nothing to do with kishuv, then all those tricks would be allowed.
Everybody knows nowadays these are tricks. Everybody. It's not like...
I don't know if your children appreciate it. Yeah. I'm not sure.
In Poland in the old days, they believed all sorts of things, but it's not the same today.
No one believes
in the hand. I've got one more to do before we come on to Kishuf and how Kishuf works, okay? The next one, Rishleitin in the Torah, Kosem Ksamim Ma'onin Menachesh. Menachesh, the Ramban in this week's Sedra says, you look at the birds, and you see how they fly, and look at the wings, and that's how you make a decision. But the point behind using this Nichush is finding out the future. Kilo Nachash B'Yakov L'Kesem B'Yisrael. As the Pasuk here by us says, after these Averas, the Pasuk goes on, Ki Hagoyim Oile, they turn to Ma'onei Mekosmim, but you, Novi Mekim B'Chom Yachecha, you've got Nevi'im to tell you what to do and the future. So the idea of Nichosh and so on is finding out about the future. Now, there are certain types of Nichosh which people seem to follow. And Rambam says, Ketzadu HaNichosh, person is about to go on a journey and his piece of bread dropped from his hand. Nofal piti miyodi, I'm not going to go on this business. Nofal makli miyodi, I'm not going to go on this journey. So that's. Now, there's all sorts of types of things which people might consider to be nichosh, or might other people call it simonim, whatever you want to say. The limud zechus, there are various aspects of this limud zechus. One of them is based on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos says that Alfam pisha ein boi nichosh, yesh boi siman, and the loshon approximately of the Yerushalmi is V'hu she'ira gimol pa'amim. Yaakov Avinu said, Yosef einenu, v'shimon einenu, v'es binyamin tikachu. Yaakov Avinu had been through three tragedies on a journey. Rochel had died, v'ani b'vei mipadol meisa olai Rochel. Yosef on the journey had been kidnapped, he thought he had died. But Yosef einenu, Shimon had been taken away, and now binyamin, you want to take away from me. Says the Yerushalmi, if some tragedy has happened three times, then it's a shtikla chazoka, and maybe you know to carry on being wary of it. And who are din in Latoif? If something good has happened three times, you can also keep up that minute of being makbid on it. That is something which is ein by nichush, v'yesh by siman. And that's the various types of simonim which people do v'meshech the year that are included in this heter. Now, so we're already in Elul. One can already talk about the simonim that we do on Leil Rosh Hashanah, which already the Rishonim ask a kasha. The Gemara says in Hodeas that a person should bereish shata, he should go on, eat or look at the various items of food, kagon, and so on. Why? It's a simon toif. Speaking the Rishonim, the Modcast, why isn't that nichosh? So there are various tirutzim on why it's not nichosh. A simon toiv, what am I going to do about it? I'm going to eat this, the apple and the honey, I'm going to eat it. But it's not going to change my life. If a person doesn't have honey on Rosh Hashanah, he gets the same, Oil Malchus Shemayim, we can be Mekabalik, can have an Agita Zisiyah, even without eating honey. It doesn't change his life whatsoever. He's doing it as a simon toiv for him, that's what he would like. In other words, we daven, so we're doing, instead of verbalizing it, we are doing an action which is the same. Right? But maybe it's to be me that I should do something about it, I should bring about my a simon toiv for myself, that I should do these things.
It's something to aim for, I think, all these simonim. Aim for good life, aim for children.
There are Rishonim who say the reason why it's not a nichosh is because that's why those who introduce this idea wanted you to say a tefillah as well. Right? So you're davening that, Hashanah Tova Masukah, Yikobu Seinem, etc. That's what it's there for. So once you're saying the words, it's definitely in the format of a tefillah.
I can say tefillah without putting the apple in the honey.
You can. Okay, but this is machazik the Indian. When you do an action, as the chinuch writes, when you do an action, it's always machazik the Indian. If I can ask, I got a kasha here. Interesting kasha that I leave it homework, as it were. The one of the simonim that we do Leil Rosh Hashanah is we eat pomegranates. Why? Yirotzayin shenirbe zechuyos kerimay. Somebody was pointing out to me an interesting kasha. The Gemara says at the very end of Chagiga, on the posik kefela chorimay in rakoseich, a posik in Shir Hashirim, says the Gemara, that afilu poshe Yisrael omelei mitzvahs kerimay. Even a poshe Yisrael can be full and saturated with mitzvahs, you can still be a poshe Yisrael. So, what are you davening for, Yirotzayin? That sheyubos zechuyoseinu kerimayin. Kerimayin is also not necessarily a siman for mitzvahs and being a tzaddik. You can be mali mitzvahs kerimayin and still be a pesha Yisrael. So why was that used as the analogy for yirotzen sheyubos zechuyos? Interesting kasha. The rabbi, we're going to speak about it. Let's carry on the pasuk. Kishuf. Now, in order to understand what the Issa is, one has to know how Kishuf works. So the easiest way out is the Rambam says, there's nothing in it, doesn't do anything at all, it takes up Mishdan, it's imaginary. And the Gaon Kayadua, the Vilna Gaon argues with the Rambam, and the Vilna Gaon writes that the Loshan is, Kol HaBoim Achov Cholkualov, they all argue with him, is quite a very strong worded lashon of the Gaon against the Rambam. According to the Gaon, how the Maisa does Kishuf works? How does it work? Shit in chinuch like this. You imagine a malach is created for a particular job he has to do. Now, the malach is created to do a particular job, so. Shleitim Pasuk, the translation of the word Malach, by the way, is a Shaliach, that is his job. And the Pasuk state about a Malach, Belechdom Yeleichu, Ba'omdom Yamoidu, when they're meant to go, they go, when they're meant to stand, they stand, Lo Yasebo Malechdom, they don't look around, they are dedicated and devoted to that job. The Chochmah of Kishuf is to get hold of this Malach, as it were, and to get him to do a job for which he wasn't destined. Right? That is the kayach of Kishuf. How you do it, doesn't matter. But that is the kayach of what Kishuf is. And what's wrong with it? Because the Ribbono Shel'Olam wanted this malach that was created to do this, should do that job, and shouldn't do any other job. Ein lecha esev milamata. There isn't a blade of grass that doesn't grow down here on the ground. She'ein malach milamala, she'ein lo gadel. So every blade of grass has got a malach up there, and that malach is telling this blade of grass to grow tall, green, and thin. Kishuf means getting hold of this malach and trying, mixing it up and getting it to do a different job. And Mimele, instead of growing tall, green and thin, it gets into grow blue with yellow flowers on it. So that's not what the Malach was meant to do. That is a Koyach HaKishuf. Shteitin Chinuch, in a similar way, the Ribbono Shel Olam asad kilayim. Why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, when you plant a seed of an orange tree should grow, and you start grafting another fruit onto it, you are Meshane Sidre Bereshis, you're changing what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted in this world, and Memela that is the Issa of Kilayim, Kiloy Zroim, and Kiloy Ilonis. That is the Issa of Kishuf. Whether we have these things nowadays or not, I don't know. Others hold that they don't exist anymore, but it's using, the method is using Koyach HaTuma, or Memela, that's what the Torah asked in Kishuf. Pasuk state writer, the Chover Chover.
So with Kilayim there's no Kishuf.
Kilayim's not Kishuf.
Well, Kilayim's physical.
Kilayim is physical, and what's wrong with Kilayim is you're changing Sidrei Bereshis. But the Chinuch uses that as a parallel, that by Kishuf you're also changing Sidrei Bereshis.
It's with
another Makhishim Kamalish. That's why. Okay. Makhishim Pamalia Shamala, that's what Lashon HaGemara, the word Kishuv is Semi Rosh HaTevas, Makhishim Pamalia Shamala means you are weakening the power of the Malachim, because you've taken the Malach and got him to do a different job. His job was to do this, and you've changed his tafkid. That's what's wrong with it. Yes?
Is it possible to
Chover Chover is, he says, Devarim She'enon L'Shein On, and he imagines that they don't work. In other words, you say a few words near to a snake or a scorpion, and you stop them thereby from damaging you, from hurting you. That is chover chover. Others want to say chover chover means, from the word chover, friendship. You gather them all together. That's what you're not allowed to do. How a snake charmer works, I don't know. When I saw this, what bothered me slightly was, if so, what does every Yiddish person do when he sees a dog 5 miles away? Is that mutter? Is that the same as chover chover? What are you saying it for? To stop the dog being mazik? Oh, the Talmud says it's a tefillah, or it's a schus ha-toira, you're saying a posting in the Torah. Remember, when you're saying chum b'nei Yisrael, besides a tefillah, you can be mechav v'neshein limud ha-toira. When you're saying the words of Torah, so you're doing limud ha-toira, it's a schus ha-toira. Then you're going to a different shayla, whether also l'ishapis b'divrei Torah or not. So before the hezek is there, is efshe, it's mutah, v'chodeh. But that is what chover chover is. Vaita. The next, shayel oiv v'yid oini. I'm going to Deir Shel Amesim. Deir Shel Amesim, the Poskim, I've got a big problem about it, about going to Beis HaKvaros and davening Makivrei Tzadikim. Is that Deir Shel Amesim or not? Deir Shel Amesim, you're talking to the Mesim, please, Hatiru Badi, go on down for me. So let's see, Nechinoch and Shulchanoch says the same halacha, Ezeu Deir Shel Amesim, Ze Hamariv Atzmoi, he makes himself hungry, and he goes to stay overnight in the cemetery, so that the dead body, that the person, the neshama, should come to him. I'm going to give it tzadikim, chalila, it's nothing like that. Other poskim say that before one does go to Beis HaKvaros, if it's not Yom HaTanis, we should have to eat something beforehand, not to have any connection to this Mariv Atzmai. Furthermore, one doesn't go, there's no Mariv Atzmai, there's no Lon Beveis HaKvaros, nobody sleeps there. Okay, it's one of the simonim of Ashoita of Lon Beveis HaKvaros. And you're not interested that the Chalom should come and tell you, there's no connection to it. But what? Oh, now, the Shaila is, why is one going to Kivrei Tzadikim? So there could be two Kavanas. The ideal kavana should be, you're davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam b'zchus the tzaddik that's here. There are those that maintain that it might even be mutter to ask the neshama of the tzaddik to daven on your behalf. And then that involves the great machlokes in many nusach of very various slichas that we say. In slichas, malachi rachmi, meshor seyel yoin, chalilot nekein. So we daven to that, as it were, to the malachim, and we ask them that they should daven for us. Midas or rachmi, oleinu is galgili. Again, we're davening to, and one of the animamins is, shaloi levade roi despalemenu, zelose roi despalel. At the end of the slichas, machnisei rachmi, again we daven. So there are poskim that want to say poshet. Maral, by the way, and Chasam Sofer is very much against it, but others were mad at it, and they taina, you're not asking the Malach to do a toiva. I'm not asking the Malach, please help me, make me gezint, give me panos. That's not what I'm asking from the Malach. What am I asking from the Malach? To go and daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So for davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is mutter ready to go and ask a Malach, according to those poskim who are mad at it. Remember, Sashayli is every Friday night as well, when those that say Shalom Aleichem, Bochuni L'Shalom, others don't say it at all, others say Via Bochuni L'Shalom. Those are bekitza, these halachas, the ikka is, the next pasuk, tomim tiyan Hashem aleikecha, lo sidreish achar asidos, we shouldn't be choker, what's in the future, and hold, and yitz Hashem, lebish alfun, all our tefillah shall be answered, and omna gint, his intervention.
Amen. This idea of pouring lead, isn't that similar to, you know what they do? They pour the lead, and then they look according to the tzuras of the way the shape of the lead comes out. Yeah, they say that this is good enough to pass out.
Is that on?
Yeah, that's on. What?